Hi, this is Joey from, I don't even know what to introduce.
Cage Club
and Kiana Club, I guess, right? Yeah, hi.
Yeah, well, Cage Club Podcast Network.
Yes, the CCPN.
And this is Mike. Hello.
And we are calling a last-minute audible of sorts. Some recent news has shied us away from the podcast we were going to do next. If you are listening to this, you have hopefully subscribed, or you're just listening to it somewhere, to Watch the Throne, the Charlize Theron podcast, which we are very excited to do.
Yes, in light of current events and recent news, we have decided to abandon ship on the podcast. You know, maybe we'll do Mark Wahlberg down the line and revive the name at some point, but for all intent and purposes, we feel like Ben Affleck is off limits at this point. Don't really want to perpetuate any of his image or work at the moment, so we've decided to shift gears on what we're going to do next.
As we're recording this, Mike and I spent about 3 hours today in what he called damage control mode, and we were sort of brainstorming who we could do next. We took about 15 different actresses. We wanted to do a woman this time. Some of our frequent guests have been yelling at us for a while. My only defense of not doing a woman is that our kind of goal in this track of Cage Club, so Cage Club to Kiana Club, which is going to be to the podcast, was to pick actors or actresses who have a divisive split in terms of what people think if they're good or not.
Yeah.
Cage, obviously, you know, the internet loves, but the internet also trashes his movies. People say Keanu can't act, but also Keanu has all these movies that are beloved by fans. And the same thing was sort of true of Ben Affleck. It wasn't that we didn't want to do an actress. They didn't necessarily fit the template that we had laid out for this track. We had like 15 different actresses. We want to do a woman, especially because I just can't trust any actor right now in Hollywood to not sort of, you know, I'm honestly, I don't, knock on wood, but like, I'm surprised that we did all this, nothing bad has come out about Cage or Keanu. I mean, I know that Keanu is sort of like a really, really, by all intents and purposes, a good guy, you know what I mean? But like,
yeah,
I'm just glad that nothing's come out about anybody else that we've already spent like hundreds of hours on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think, yeah, we got pretty lucky with Cage and Keanu. I remember this thing coming out about a year ago where Cage started beating up Vince Neil for hurting women on the on like the Las Vegas Strip or something. So like, we know
about that.
Yeah, we know he is not down with abuse towards women,
right,
of any kind. But you're right, who can you really trust? And I, you know, to be quite honest, Affleck kind of came up as like a really quick last minute decision in a lot of ways, and I was really all in to do his work. But I'm actually extremely excited to be doing Charlize Theron. Like you said, she doesn't have like this divisive reputation on the internet. Like, she's generally known as like a really great actress, so that'll be a bit of a change to see, to chart her work in that way and see how she, the role she takes and stuff. But it'll be different, but I still think that it's the right move and it's going to be a good time.
It'll be different in a lot of ways because she only has 44, we only right now have 44 or 45 episodes planned, so it's by far the shortest. I mean, Affleck was going to be the shortest at 58 or something. This is, you know, several months shorter, and her first movie is from 1995.
Wow.
So that's a little bit before Shia and Zac Efron, but in terms of what you and I have talked about, Mike, like, this is by far the most recent in terms of that. So she's different in a lot of ways. I'm excited. I think this will be on iTunes hopefully by Friday. This Sunday, October 15th, you might find that she has a crossover with one of the podcasts that I'm going to do with Joe too. So stay tuned for that. But like, you know, what's exciting is that she has two Keanu crossovers. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about The Devil's Advocate and Sweet November again. She has a Cage crossover that she was some voice in Astro Boy.
She even is, we are going to actually get to a Ben Affleck movie with Reindeer Games. Like, I saw that on the list. Yeah, I started laughing pretty hard.
And the really exciting thing is that there's nothing announced yet, but when Atomic Blonde came out, there were news stories about how she and Keanu had loved working together on the two movies, and they had trained in their spare time, and they had talked about, and they would like to do an action movie together, which I can't begin to express how exciting it would be if we finish Charlize, you know, scheduled to finish right now, like in September 2018, and then, you know, sometime in 2019, say, a Keanu / Charlize movie comes out where we're just like, oh, this is a super episode that covers both feeds.
Right.
Like, just talk about both forever. Like, I want that so bad.
Like, I wouldn't even mind having to record that episode twice, once for each feed, instead of like a mega episode. But either way, it would be great. Like, that would just be serendipitous. It would just be perfect. It would make it all like Click. Great.
For episodes on Watch the Throne, we will have a lot of the guests that you know and hopefully love from our other shows that we're all signed up for the podcast. We are inviting them all over here. There might be some episodes with two guests. We're all going to see. We're sort of scrambling here because we had recorded one episode of the podcast.
Yeah.
So it's now kind of an unaired lost episode, an unaired pilot. So that's kicking around. If you want to hear us talk about a movie we absolutely hated that exists, it is fully edited. We have a game that we were doing on that show, which we will do on this show. And we can sort of continue to go down that path.
I love that game. That was like going to be my favorite part of the podcast, I feel, at one point, was playing that game. So I can't wait. I'm glad we're bringing that game over.
We're going to do it here. Friday, December 1st, every Friday till we're done, Watch the Throne, cageclub.me, facebook.com/cageclub, at cageclubpod on Twitter. Find all the other shows. We have another show launching that day as well. Oh, the Charlize crossover is also launching Friday. So Friday, December 1st is a big day for Charlize fans on the Cage Club Podcast Network. I'll just leave it at that. Go check out all those things, all of our shows, those three places. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
And I'm Mike Manzi.
And we'll see you soon on Watch the Throne.
Bloody murder. Bloody murder. Bloody murder.